We tend to have a sensationalized view of what a spiritual attack looks like. Movies, television, and popular culture have given us a particular image of what a spiritual attack apparently looks like. However, what the world perceives to be a spiritual attack and what the reality of spiritual attacks look like, these are quite different. Now, it would be incorrect to assume that all spiritual attacks look like full-blown demon possession. They don't. Most times, spiritual attacks come in much more subtle forms. They come in ways where they wouldn't be expected or noticed. The devil's primary weapon is deception, not aggression. The enemy wants to hide in the shadows and lurk in the darkness. He'll never come out in the open because he wants you to unknowingly give him full access. If he were to show you his full self and intentions, then we would all be quick to call on God and rebuke the devil. However, if he comes as a wolf in sheep's clothes, if he comes in the form of deceptions and lies, if he comes under the guise of regular life changes, then not only won't you suspect him, but you will be unable to fight or guard against him. You cannot fight something you don't know is there. Now, I want to warn you about some of the signs to watch out for when you're under spiritual attack. If you know the signs, you can detect the attacks and fight against them. To begin with, let me tell you that one sign to signal that you could be under spiritual attack is if the enemy comes at you like a flood. In other words, you're facing problem after problem, one thing after another. When it seems like you can't catch a break, like the old saying goes, when it rains, it pours. I've known people to go through things like a job loss, a relative passing away, another close relative becoming ill, and then they got into a car accident, all in a very short space of time. One thing after another, and you can't seem to catch a break. But the key to recognizing this as a spiritual attack is what your response is to it. The point of this mode of attack is to keep you preoccupied with the problem and not the solution, which is Jesus. It's designed to keep your eyes off of Jesus. This type of attack where it seems like the floodgates of hell have opened on your doorstep, these attacks are designed to drown you, to drown your faith and leave you in doubt. They're designed to discourage you. But in all of this, the key to overcoming is never taking your eyes off Jesus. And let me tell you why. Do you remember the story of Peter walking on water? The disciples were in the middle of a bad storm on the Sea of Galilee, but all of a sudden they see Jesus walking towards them. When Peter sees him, he asks to join him. Jesus agrees. Peter steps out onto the water and is doing fine for a while. Suddenly, the waves begin to rise, and Peter takes his eyes off of Jesus and becomes distracted, and he begins to sink. The waves, the other disciples on the boats, perhaps Peter's own ego, all served as distractions from the one thing Peter should have been doing, which is keeping his eyes on Jesus. It's the same way with us. We must keep our eyes on Jesus and not on all the things going on around us. If we have that singular focus, we can guard against this particular spiritual attack. So, remember this. If you feel like you're sinking from a wave of attack, keep your eyes on Jesus. If you feel like you're drowning, keep your eyes on Jesus. Now, another sign of spiritual attack is that old habits and lifestyles begin to resurface. You see, when, as a Christian, you've been baptized, you gave your life to the Lord, you turned your life around, you've made significant changes in your life. But that's only the beginning, not the end. The devil isn't going to let you go just like that. No. He's going to fight to bring...
It's Labor Day weekend and you deserve a treat. Like 25% off all your Liquid IV favorites and exclusive gifts with purchase during Liquid IV's Labor Day sale happening now. This is a limited time offer, so stock up on all your favorite hydration before it ends. From the hydration multiplier to sugar-free flavors and more. Go to liquidiv.com and use code LIVPODS at checkout to get 25% off site-wide. Plus exclusive gifts with purchase at liquidiv.com, code LIVPODS.
You back. In this mode of spiritual attack, you'll notice things like friends from the past come back into your life, trying to draw you backward. Certain people around you will begin to entice you to fall back into old sinful habits. This is the devil testing you and tempting you so that you would leave everything godly for the pleasures of the world. It's like the parable Jesus tells about the farmer planting seeds in Matthew 13. Some seeds fall on thorny ground, and as the plant grows, the thorns choke the plants, and they don't produce fruit. Jesus tells us this represents those who hear the word, receive the word, but cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word. We must guard against this attack by being vigilant about our company and staying plugged into a Bible-led, godly community. So here's the thing. Beware who's in your inner circle. Beware of the company you keep. Some people will push you forward, indeed, but some people come only to pull you backwards, and we need to be wise when it comes to those around us. Another clear sign of spiritual attack is that you find yourself being isolated or being pulled away from godly relationships. This is a trap by the enemy to try and get you isolated and alone so that you're weak and vulnerable. The enemy knows that we are stronger together. The enemy knows that the Bible says in Matthew 18, verse 20, "For where two or three gather in my name, there I am with them." We're not designed to go through the Christian life or life in general alone. We need each other to survive and to succeed. We need each other as believers in Christ for encouragement. If the devil can isolate us, he can gain more of a foothold over us. And the way to guard against this attack is to stay vigilant about maintaining a strong, godly community and praying for the Lord to surround you with people who are strong in faith and people who have integrity. The last sign of a spiritual attack is that prayer will become more difficult than usual. We all go through down spells where we just don't feel like praying or connecting with God, or our prayers feel dry and powerless. However, we should never let it get to the point where you actually stop praying. This is because the flesh and the spirit are at war, and the enemy does not want you to reach out to the Lord. This is the type of season where you should even fight harder to fast and pray, because some battles won't be won by just prayer alone. As Jesus said, this kind can come out only by prayer and fasting. In the time when you feel most disconnected, that's the time to go harder. If we keep our spiritual eyes and ears attuned to these signs, we can be ready, aware, and able to fend off every spiritual attack from the enemy.
The devil has managed to embed himself and to blend into society. He's normalized the things that lead us to sin. And the thing is, the devil cunningly presents these things before our eyes so frequently that it almost desensitizes us. It's because it's become normal to see sexual immorality on the screen and on social media. It's become normal to pursue money and material things. However, what is normal to the world tends to go hand in hand with what is sin. The Amplified translation of Romans 12, verse 2, gives a detailed account of what we need as the children of God. The Bible says, "And do not be conformed to this world any longer with its superficial values and customs, but be transformed and progressively changed as you mature spiritually by the renewing of your mind, focusing on godly values and ethical attitudes, so that you may prove for yourselves what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect in His plan and purpose for you." In other words, stop imitating the ideals and opinions of the culture around you. Don't allow the world to mold you in its own image. The key for us as believers is that we are to be inwardly transformed by the Holy Spirit. And it's when you allow the Holy Spirit to transform you, to transform your mind and how you think. It's only then that you will discern God's will. The key is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will help you to eliminate disobedience. It's the Holy Spirit who will bring a total reformation of how you think. And once this happens, once you allow the Holy Ghost to move within you, righteousness will be what you pursue. Jesus Christ is who you will desire, and the kingdom of God is what you'll become passionate about.
The Christian life, to be put plainly, is a fight. That's just what it is. That's why we're told to fight the good fight. That's why we are told that we wrestle against principalities. That's why the Bible says, "He who endures to the end, he who perseveres or stands firm to the end shall be saved." Reading between the lines, this all tells me that when I choose to follow Christ, I am enlisting in His army. I'm signing up to fight. As a child of God, you're fighting from a position of victory. You're not fighting for victory, but from a position of victory, because the battle was already won by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Have you ever been involved in a fight? A fight for your job? A physical fight? A fight for your relationship? We have all had to fight at some point. And one thing we need to realize is that every day, from the time that we wake up to the time that we sleep, we are in a fight. We are involved in a conflict. There is a struggle between good and evil. And that struggle is a spiritual battle. And it goes on every day. As we grow older and become more mature Christians, we're called to be equipped with the weapons that God has given us. And we are called to put on the whole armor of God. The Lord doesn't leave us to fend for ourselves. He will not abandon us. But hear me, what God really wants us to do is to suit up. He wants us to put on His armor. He wants us to be in the battlefield, fighting on His side. There is no middle ground in this warfare. If we don't fight for the Lord, then we are fighting for evil. Now the question is, who will you stand for in this battle? Believers in Christ, we are destined for victory. We are destined for victory. When we make the choice to fight on God's side. And the Lord is not a dictator. He will never force us to stand with Him. He granted us the free will to let us choose between right or wrong, good and evil, warrior of God or a warrior of the enemy. What will you choose? As soldiers of Christ, we go into every battle knowing that we are more than conquerors. We have already won. We are the ones that will testify that we are not fallen soldiers, but victorious ones. And this truth should ignite a fire in you. It should give you enough encouragement to boldly proclaim your faith, to stand and witness for Christ, to fight a good fight against the unseen evil. And someone may be asking the question, how? How do we fight an unseen foe? How is it possible to fight an invisible force? Well, God, our commander-in-chief, has laid down the battle plan for His warriors. As children of the Most High, we are called in this battle to be His prayer warriors, and we are called to pray without ceasing. But have you ever thought, why are we praying without ceasing? Some interpret this as repetitive prayer, but it's not. It means we have a focus on God, with everything that we have. Prayer is the best discipline of our faith. As a prayer warrior, everything we love, everything we're associated with, must be covered by prayer. That means our family and loved ones and friends should be under the umbrella of prayer. Even though the highs and lows, the struggles and hardships, milestones and successes, everything that we go through should also be done in prayer. You see, going to church, reading the Bible, doing good deeds are necessary for Christian living. But only through the discipline of prayer can we overcome temptations and struggles. Only when we become a prayer warrior can we defeat this unseen enemy that is lurking in the dark, trying to deceive us. Only through prayer can we experience God's power and might. Only then can we experience what it's like to live under the protection of God Almighty. So the next time you find yourself in a fight, remember the posture that you need to have. One that's on your knees, surrendered, and willing for the Lord to have His way. Have we already decided whose side we are on in this battle? Who will you stand with? Choose, just like Joshua did. He stood and made a choice, saying, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." In other words, he made the decision to fight for God, to fight on God's side. Thank you.